bilang kan gusto niyo makinggan.
Oh, of course you do.
Okay, from my personal yeah. So I was just saying that I'm really deeply touched with the person, gift of person of Father Peter, because I really see Christ in him, the living image of Christ. Because when I really intend to receive the sacrament of penance, he was always there, available of his time. Given that I see priests are busy giving schedules for receiving the sacrament, but right there and then, when I asked him, Father, I want to have confession, he brought me out of the adoration chapel, and there I really poured out my heart and received the loving forgiveness of the Father. And I see really Christ, the word in the Latin, Alter Christus. You are another Christ for us. And for me, I said, I'll treasure that forever in my life. And from the angels of music, we will not forget that every time you come near us during singing of the final song, you always say, oh, nice singing. This is being heard in Toronto, Canada. And of course, the more we give our energy to sing and out of joy for the Lord. So as we promise, we will sing more. We will sing with joy. And we will remember you as we give praise and glory to the Lord through our singing. Father Peter, thank you so much for the gift that you gave.
Set him up for him.
Okay, we again sing for you. Personal appreciation to you is really during the time that I'm really feel so sad with the death of my father, and you said, and you approached me when I was bringing the chalice, said, oh, your father is dead. Yes. How old your father he is? You said, I said, 72. Oh, same as my age. So I'm now your father. So until now, I always feel like your father. That's why I used to embrace father, because I feel like the father gave him and the brother, not brother, but he, because since he told me that I look like my father, 72 years old, and then I always feel like that. But sometimes every time I talk to him, really very close, it seems that I forget, like, he's a priest, but a father for me. But I always treasure, Father, your presence. Every time you send the messages, thank you so much for the sharing. I keep them in my heart, as well in my phone, and I always remember you. We will always remember you also in our prayer, and may God always guide you in your mission. I wish that you will always remember us too, and please don't forget to come and visit us. Open.
We will visit him.
No, yes. He will also visit us, sister. And we will visit him, actually. We will visit him. But I always pray, Father, that you will visit us.
Thank you.
We love you, and surely we will visit you.
We will give the Father. Your gifts, so Father.
We will give you our
songs, and then
I sing them. Father, although that I call you because I wanted to give a book that I have a lot of books in my home, in my room. But when I called you, and then I say I want to give a book, and then you request to give the diary of Sister Tessa Dios.
Bless you.
I'm sorry for that. But I did not, hindi po, I did not find any diary for her from her. But it's the autobiography.
Yes.
So, he wanted to get it from me last Sunday, but I said, no, I have to show first in my group. And I want to give it to him as always.
Thank you.
And then you have also one chocolate here. You want to eat during that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, the same here. I forgot to tell about the gift. So the gift from the Angels of Music is still coming, still from the Philippines. So it will arrive on September 1. And you will be out already here. So we will be giving you next time we meet in St. Teresa Parish. Yeah. Fatherly love, your kindness, compassion, and support. So let me read with you, Father, a poem entitled Always for Others. You are the image and likeness of God, but with you, the morning awakens. With the call to rise, not for you, but always for others. God handpicked you from the myriad of souls, molded you since you were a baby, to prepare you for a journey, not for you, but always for others. God blessed you with wisdom to use to give form to His plans and love to carry them out, not for you, but always for others. Mary walks with you, guiding and loving you. For to hear you are a Christ, not for you, but always for others. You hold the body of Christ, embrace His name, and proclaim it. And the Father and Counselor you have become, not for you, but always for others. God forever bless you, walk and carry you when your feet are weary. Bring peace and joy to your heart. For you, your life is never for you. Jesus Christ, He delights in you. In behalf of the lights of the altar ministry, we would treasure the spiritual care and guidance you have shared to us. Father, you, as you leave this place, take with you the good memories and beautiful experiences you have in this parish. Again, thank you, and we wish you good luck and Godspeed for all your future mission as a priest of God. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for you, Father. And you have to try again, Father, because I bought one from Philippines, the same size medium.
Okay.
So try
we'll
again.
We'll check with you, okay?
Yeah,
thank you.
Father, from the Our Lady of Annunciation, we would like to thank you for all your support as a Legion of Mary, and because your heart is also a Legion of Mary, and we all know how you love the Legion of Mary. So thank you so much for all your support, for understanding, especially if you're always out in here. Thank you very much, and God bless you in your another journey of priesthood in another church. For my personal message, I would like to thank you for being my friend and for being my father, your brother, everything. Because every time that I have a personal problem, I run to you, and you didn't hesitate to give your child to me. And thank you for all your blessings, even for my confession. You're always saying, oh, you have blessings, something like that. But I'm only forcing you MVP, like an ambush style. And that's what I appreciate so much from you, because you never hesitate to give your time to us, even in an informal approach. You're really there. And I am really also thankful that you have a big heart. You really have a big heart. So thank you so much, and hope to see you again.
Hola, Aligenaris first. Okay, please. QAQ. Setting now my ERC for
next year.
Okay. Penjurat mo kami ka.
And generosity that you extended for us in the council meeting. We are spiritually, you are spiritually blessed for having you as our forest press, who have a long, big heart for the OFW. We wish you a good health and good luck and good health, long life to you next your next assignment, and we will miss you, Father. Hope you can visit our community in some other time. Our God bless you, Father Peter, and maraming salamat.
Sana po. Sana po. Thank you. Thank you.
Father, from all of us.
Sige.
My father.
This is the big reason of
my father's favorite.
Yeah. Ami.
Quiet, huh? Quiet.
loving I can be.
We would like to thank your Father for all your support to our activities here in the church. We're very, very thankful that you belongs also and very supportive to the Little Lumeris. And when you arrive here, you continue the Little Lumeri of the Chinese community that was stopped before you come. So our heart also goes with you when you continue the work of the Little Lumeri. We greatly appreciate the opportunities you have given us to actively participate in building a strong and committed parish community. Your efforts in the community building enable us to form strong relationship with our brothers and sisters here also, and at the same time, our Chinese brothers and sisters in this community. We will miss your presence very much as our parish priest and friend, but at the same time, we look upon this as an opportunity for another parish to share in the blessings that your leadership brings to their community. Amen. So we pray that you continue to be blessed with good health, good strength that will enable you to lead God's people closer to Him. May you touch the lives of the people closer to Him, and may you touch the lives of the people you will be meeting as you have touched ours here. Again, thank you, Father. We look forward to remaining in touch with you, seeing you there in the parish of St. Teresa, very close to us also, and we hope that you allow us also to have our Curia meeting in your parish next time.
Wow.
Because now we are into our very parish. Give us one more room for them to have our community.
Yes, Father, please.
Okay? Thank you very much.
Yes, Father.
International Ministry.
Parang one, I demand an extension with Father.
Queen of the parish.
Thank you, Father.
Father Peter, thank you for being a good priest here in our parish, especially to us, Filipino community. May the Lord assist you and guide you in all your journey to the other parish that you may serve. God bless and wish you all the best with prayers, Nazareth Ministry. And from my personal message to you, Father, I will miss and treasure and always remember your bless, O Lord, my soul, and bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul. And rescue me from death. From my 9 years here in the parish, you're the only one who do that. All the parish that I encounter. And we will miss your smile. Because every time you drop by, wherever you're busy or you are talking to someone, you always wear your smile, Father. We will miss you.
Thank you.
Father, we have forgiven those years you've stayed in charge of the organization, and we have seen how great your dedication as a representative of Christ. You are a good example in mentoring the faithful and develop responsibilities in this church. We admire your love and sacrifices for the apostolic mission in the person of Christ. In behalf of the Ministry of Eucharist Evangelizing, we would like to thank you, Father, and may God bless you and grant you good health, strength, and wisdom so that you can continue your journey in Christ. Father, wherever you go, we always pray for you and we always
remember.
Actually, Father, each of us prepared a message for you, but we already wrote here in the
card.
Okay,
just see Father. I said something? Huh?
So, unfortunately, he had a snap already. So, we sing this, my favorite song, You Raise Me Up. Because you remind me all the time before the Blessed Sacrament. When you sit down, still, then He is coming to me. And this is one of the promises of Jesus towards me. That was long years ago, some 12 years ago. It happened in Canada. By that time, I met a young lady who had the five wounds, the stigmata. And she's the one who communicated on my behalf to what Jesus. He's the one who got the priest. Jesus will see him now and then in his house, in her house. So once he asked me to write a small note to Jesus, and Jesus took heart of to it. After 3 months, Jesus answered my call, my request. By that time, it was still in Toronto, and I asked Jesus that the parents can be like a family in Toronto. That's a church called the Chinese Martyrs. And Jesus just asked me one thing. Stay with me for an hour every day. The same word that Jesus asking the three disciples in Gethsemane, when he was praying in the Garden of Olives, and he just asked, can't you stay with me for an hour? You remember?
Yes.
Exactly. Jesus asking me this. You do it, and I will look after your parish. And that's how it happened. I was there for 6 years, and everything went so smartly and smoothly and very successfully, in a sense, because in the North America, money is very important, you know. When we borrow money for the building of the church at that time, we have to pay back to the bank, otherwise every month a high rate. You have to pay the, what you call?
Interest.
High interest. Before I left, we pay off everything for the church. And this is what Jesus can do. And this is beautiful. When I come here, you know, Sister Margaret Wong, who is the one who, she is the one who promote nocturnal adoration for 24 hours for 7 days. In the very beginning, I invited her to come to share, and then I wanted to have 7 days, 24 hours, but then by that time, the Vicar General, Father Dominic Chen, he said, better not to know, so we started 48 hours from the very beginning. So for 7 years, we have this 48 hours operation, and it's the fruit of the You Raise Me Up, you know, Jesus really stayed with us. So when you say, I smile very much, I tell you, the mother's smile is very important. When I grew up,
I'm not a person who also calm. I'm not calm. I'm agitative and aggressive.
But always my mother, she's playing a kind of, you know, receptance. When from outside, angry, you know, you can imagine a child, you know, saying what happened outside, you know, grudgings, and my mother just listened.
He never gives judgment. I find that she's very smart. At times I'm right, at times I'm wrong. But if she said, oh, you're right, if she tell me the right to just console me, in my heart I would say, you're wrong.
because I'm wrong too. Should he mention, should he say anything? Just listen and smile. And then, okay, what can I do? I cannot say more, because to receive everything, and that's all. No comment. That's beautiful. Once he make comment, even say, that other one is no good, da, 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 da. I say, no, sometimes I'm better, I'm worse. You see, it's a mother's smile. Give me this kind of, what you call, a gift or a job, you know, charism. This one of the gifts from a woman is my mother. But this one, of course, we have a mother in heaven. But on earth, there is another mother, the spiritual mother, is Chiara Lubich, the founder of the Focolare movement. The song, Servant of Love, is from the Focolare movement. It's sung in the Philippines because it's called the Focolare for Mariapolis. So I know it's very well. It's very touching also. It's about the priest. You know, on the night, there's fishing, and Peter, you go out, you go to the deep, and that's an experience. And that's what Chiara touches me is her simplicity of life. She's like a mother. I wrote her many times, and she replied. She's very busy. She's an international person. But she, when I was still a student, she replied my letter. Of course, it's not she write, but through her secretary. She know the message why I'm asking, and she replied through the secretary. But in her name, she answered my questions. So this is the how she affects me with this simplicity. That's why you say all the time, you ask me to do this and do that. You know, as a Greek person, I seldom met her in the past. Now she's now there now for a few years. But always, she has some simplicity, and the message of the Focolare movement is unity. They're all being one. Unity means you being one with others, no matter who are they, just to be with. So I think through her, I learned my life, no matter where am I, just to be one with. Cry with those who cry, joyful with those joyful, simple with those joyful, aggressive with those aggressive, I'm aggressive also, to counteract. But being one, and that's a message. And that's why, what a secret. When I was 60 years old, I was sent to Toronto, you know? That was 12 years ago. 2001, I was sent to Toronto. I was 60 years old that year already. Many of my classmates already retired. And my classmates were mainly working in the government. They retired at 55 already. And at the age of 60, I moved to a new place. I know nobody. I know nobody in Canada. Even I don't want to go. But the time, the Victor Johnson, you're the first choice. Then I asked her, who is the second choice? I said, give him. I don't care. I don't mind. But, so she said, he said, mind your own business. She said, say yes or no. So after 24 hours, consulting with priests and said, accept this gift. Without that, I won't know that person. Being Barnes, the one who five wounds, and who's the one who shared with me the gifts of being with the Blessed Sacrament, adoration. You know, this all connected. When you say yes, there's always another yes, and always another calling. Yes. So I don't know what I will be in St. Teresa. Because when this time the candle, he called me first, the cardinal. Wow. Thank you. Before I left for Medjugorje, which pilgrimage, and I was, thank you for this. I say, what? Don't you know how old am I? afterwards, I talked to the Vicar General. These two times, the Vicar General always mentioned the Focolare movement. Because I went to Toronto, they have trusted me because I'm not unknown. Because in Toronto, there's also the Focolare Center. So I won't be alone. But this time, the Vicar General still, because you belong to the Focolare movement. That means they have this kind of trust. Because the Focolare movement, and now that we choose unity, but there's a one coin, there are two sides. One side is unity, but the other side is to embrace the suffering Jesus. We call the technical name Jesus Forsaken, because Jesus suffered so much on the cross that he even felt that God the Father left him. God, God, why have you forsaken me? So any suffering is similar to that kind of suffering of Christ. So when we say yes, not only to being one, but also being suffered for the sake, together with Jesus. Or in other terms, we embrace Jesus forsaken. That means any suffering that Jesus had suffered before, did suffer. So we embrace this suffering Christ. We don't say, we take the suffering. Suffering is negative. Suffering Christ is positive. Because Christ suffered in this way, we embrace him, so we try to live like him. He, for the sake of love, he said, Father, I give this, I give my soul to you. He offered his life, even losing the kind of joy with the Father, for the sake of love. And this Jesus, we embrace Jesus forsaken. We choose this suffering Jesus. We are not choosing suffering. Suffering negative. But suffering Christ is positive. Because Christ, out of his suffering, he paid for the sinners. We, together with him, we pay for. So with this message for me, so today, this morning, very important, the diary of our Sister Therese of Lisieux, not Faustina. Faustina, okay. I'm now going to the century church. Oh. Jesus says, until you die, you will suffer. So, this. You don't have to look like, but you are suffering. That's a problem. So, I think this is a very strong message. You choose one thing, it's not because something less. Have more or less is not our concern. It's what Jesus, what God's will is. But always not easy. I don't think I will go to St. Teresa Church. It's an easier place. It's a double the work here, a triple. The community, already Legion of Mary, already more than 10. Junior and senior already, yeah. More than 10 communities. You can imagine. Masses, we have only 3 masses in the morning. There are 8 masses the whole day. Wow. 8 masses. You can imagine. Yeah, we have 4 assistants, 3 assistants, we are 4 together. So we have to say, everyone, the whole day, you see, that's this. Other than that, there are lots of others. I'm saying that the work is to triple, certain sense. So it's a burden. That's why I told the bishop, what do you mean? Why are you sitting there? No, he's my classmate. I can shout at him. Even on the phone. What? In a Chinese way. Can't you talk? Well, he's a senior to me, but we are the same seminary. I was there in the first year of philosophy. He's the last year of theology. So we are same class, same class. Well, it's good, certain sense.
but he's good. He is a good man. That's why I can shout at him. So he knows, he knows. But anyway, we choose unity. We choose being one. No? We choose Christ, the suffering Christ. He is accompanying us. Even though there's no joy, that's what Faustina says, even until we die, we still suffering, still Jesus, I'm with you. There are people represent him. But one thing is important, he said, you stay with me, then you have the light, and you light of the place where you are. So we don't know how light we can be, but we believe that we can be light. That's Jesus. He's promising to Faustina, is today promising to each one of us. So in this, I rely on your prayer, I rely on your unity, and now your suffering, together, we build, yes, I don't know how, but one last thing, very important, I suffer these days very much because I'm a person a little bit annoyed by little things, and for future is not sure, I will not, you know, at ease. So this is my suffering. You know, when you know, for a whole month I'm packing, you know what will happen there. The size of the room, half the size here. Everything is half size. And my thing is double size. You can imagine, I don't know where to put my things, and I have to sleep among all the bags surrounding my bag. Well, this one, I'm exaggerating. But still, it's not a palace. You see St. Teresa Church, a big church. Yeah, like a palace. Yeah.
A castle,
yeah, the church is. Well, anyway, we are not choosing castle. We are choosing... Anyway, it's a challenging. But I have to remind me all the time, live well the present moment. Because when the present moment, we're better in prayer, eating, all the thoughts going to what will be happen. Que sera, sera, whatever, it's always, I don't know what will happen in the future. It's destructive. The kind of thinking. But what anxiety, that's right, that's what Chiara Lubick is teaching us always, when you say you embrace Jesus for second, say yes to Jesus, and then start anew, live the present moment. If you're eating, eat and just taste it, and don't think it and taste another thing. You'll never have taste. Okay, salam apo.